Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 17th of December, 2010. It was on this day, 1790, the Aztec sunstone was discovered in Mexico City, found by workers who were doing repairs, found a huge stone covered in symbols, 12 feet in diameter, 3 feet thick, the center of the stone depicting the sun god and the story of creation, with a solar calendar around the edges and the cardinal points of the universe. Most archaeologists think that it was used mostly as a stone for human sacrifice. It's the birthday of the writer William Safire, born New York City, 1929. His father was a thread manufacturer, but when the boy was 4 and his older brothers were teenagers, his father died of lung cancer, and life got very hard for the Safires. His mother told her sons, "All you have in this world is blood and friendship." He was a good writer. He went to the Bronx School of Science, got a scholarship to Syracuse University, dropped out after 2 years to work for a columnist and radio and TV host, Tex McCrary. William Safire interviewed movie stars and gangsters. And when he was just 23, he organized the rally in 1952 that helped to convince Dwight David Eisenhower to run for the presidency. He became a public relations man, and he set up the famous kitchen debate in Moscow between Richard Nixon and Nikita Khrushchev in a model home built by a company called Allstate Properties. Safire was their PR man. The home was designed for the American exhibition in Moscow, and Nixon was so impressed with Safire that he hired him for his presidential campaign in 1960. Safire came back in 1968, was a main speechwriter in the White House. He wrote the speech for Spiro Agnew with the phrase, "nattering nabobs of negativism." After Watergate, he resigned, went to work for the New York Times, where he wrote from 1979 until his death last year at the age of 79. It was on this day, 1903, Orville and Wilbur Wright had their first successful flight in Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. It didn't feel successful to them, however, and when they left Kitty Hawk, Wilbur told his brother, "Not within 1,000 years will man ever fly." And it's the birthday of the novelist Ford Madox Ford, born in Merton, England, 1873, who, in 1913, depressed, in debt, turning 40, he sat down to show what he could do, and he wrote his masterpiece, the novel The Good Soldier. Here's a poem for today by Jonathan Green, Song and Dance. At the mall, the granddaughter whines, "I need, with an insistence, an urgent test of familial bonds." The old man mimicking, "You need like a hole in the head." But this is all a ritual, the back and forth ploys, well-rehearsed melodrama and pantomime. She sways one foot to another. They both know he will give in, despite, at first, the necessary protests. The 12-year-old has calculated how love comes in handy at such times. This silly plastic handbag that today means the world. Song and Dance by Jonathan Green from Distillations and Siphonings, published by Broadstone Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. And by the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets, details at chevyvolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt, it's more car than electric. Written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.